Max Ventures and Industries Limited, MaxVIL, on Monday said that it has entered into a definitive agreement with its existing Japanese strategic partner in Max Specialty Films Limited, Toppen Printing, to divest its remaining 51% stake in the specialty packaging films business for an enterprise value of 1,350 crore rupees, which translates into an equity value of about rupees 600 to 650 crore. Toppen would also be taking over the debt of MSFL as part of the deal. After acquisition of 49% stake in 2017 for about 200 crore rupees, Toppen became a strategic partner of MaxVIL. Engaged in businesses of real estate and specialty packaging films, MaxVIL has decided to exit from the non-core businesses. Post this exit, the company will completely focus on the real estate business in the premium residential and commercial space in Delhi NCR. Speaking on this, Sahil Vachni, MD and CEO of MaxVIL, said the decision to divest our residual 51% stake in specialty packaging business to the existing partner is to generate additional growth capital to deploy in the real estate business that offers tremendous growth opportunities. The exit from the packaging business, at a valuation of more than 3x to the 49% stake sale in 2017, coincides with the company's best performance since its inception. After the divestment, the company will be able to create a war chest of more than 1,000 crore rupees funded from sale proceeds, internal accruals, and potential commitment from financial investors. This will help in expanding the residential and commercial real estate footprint in Delhi NCR. New York Life Insurance Company, a long-standing partner of the group, is a strategic investor in the company, owning about 23% stake. Additionally, it has also invested at the project level through SPVs, special purpose vehicles, route by picking up a 49% stake in Max Square, a commercial project on the Noida Greater Noida Expressway. The company will continue to look for such strategic financial partners to back its expansion plans. MaxVIL is in advanced discussions with nearly half a dozen landowners to acquire and develop prime land parcels in Delhi NCR.